Welcome to the Art of Slowing Down to Quantum Leap podcast that I created especially for conscious introvert entrepreneurs. And if you desire to grow and quantum scale without the hustle and are ready to discover the missing pieces to effortlessly running a soul-aligned business, then this is for you. And I'm your host, Annalena Fuchs, a human design and energetic alignment coach. And my mission with this podcast is to provide you with a shortcut to your most aligned path to success and financial freedom using a powerful combination of human design, science, and spirituality. And I myself have shifted from working 9 to 5 to now enjoying the freedom of creating things on my own terms. And I want to help you do the same. Welcome everyone to another episode of the Art of Slowing Down podcast. It's your host here, Annalena. As always, I'm very excited to be with you all. And today, again, I have a beautiful guest with me. Her name is Hope Pedraza, and I'm going to formally introduce her, and then we're going to take it away. So she is a functional diagnostic nutrition practitioner, a certified holistic nutritionist, a Reiki practitioner, and also a human design guide. So we're going to have a lot of fun today. And she's also the founder of InBalance, a Pilates-based fitness franchise, as well as the host of the Hopeful and Wholesome podcast. And she helps female entrepreneurs find healing and balance in their bodies and businesses with functional nutrition, human design, and energy healing. So welcome, Hope. I'm so happy to have you.
Thank you. I'm so excited to be here with you. I've listened to your podcast for so long, so it's so cool. Talking to you in person.
Yeah, I know. I know you reached out to me on Instagram and then I got your email and I was like, whoa, I'm glad you reached out. So because I, as you know, love to talk about all things human design. Here and there I have an episode where we don't dive into human design because I also sometimes have guests that are not into human design, but I obviously love to nerd out on human design, as you can tell. So I want to ask you actually, what brought you to human design and what did it for you in your life?
Yeah. So I found it a few years ago. I was working with a spiritual coach and she wasn't like a human design coach or anything, but she had a really small piece of human design in her program. It was more just like, you know, look at your chart and kind of learn about, you know, your type and stuff. And for me, that was enough to really just whet my appetite. And I'm like, I got to know more. Like, this is crazy. Looking at your chart, I'm sure everybody says the same thing. Like, I feel seen, I feel validated. Like, it's like, you know, all the thing I had felt all of those things. And so I just kind of took it upon myself to go down the rabbit hole and I started diving in. I connected with a gal on Facebook somehow. I mean, it was all divine, you know, intervention, and she was a human design coach. And so I did a lot of work with her and just diving into my chart. And so for me, it's been, I mean, really it's changed everything for me. And that's why I brought it into my business, because it was unlearning and relearning. Right. And it was accepting the pieces of me that I felt like I needed to apologize for or change about myself. It was owning myself, maybe for the first time, like parts of myself, and feeling like I didn't need to change certain parts, like it could just be me. And so, yeah, I think with the changes it's made within me and in my own personal development and my own spiritual journey, I knew once I started my functional diagnostic nutrition work that I wanted to bring a piece of that in with my client, because it was making such a difference in my life and how it was showing up and my health and my well-being and all the things.
And so what is your human design type?
I am a 3-5 sacral Mani Gen.
So we have a Mani Gen conversation here today. That usually is a lot of fun. Awesome. I love it. So tell us also a little bit about, so you bring in nutrition, and I find that very interesting because, I mean, human design has just a little bit really about nutrition, and it's more so in the variables as well, right? With the digestion and stuff like that. And I found that very interesting. So, but I would love to hear. So if I were to come to you, our client comes to you, what do you look at a chart? Mm-hmm. that helps you combine that with the nutrition part.
So I kind of take it's kind of a multifaceted approach, which I mean, just reading my bio, like you can tell I'm Anygen. I do like 28 things and put it all into one. So it's like it's just what I love to do. But for me, really, it was being able to put together the physical pieces with the emotional energetic pieces. And I am a firm believer that there is an emotional root cause to everything that's showing up physically on the body. And I wanted to be able to use human design as a tool to really uncover where and why those things were showing up. So when you come to me, I as an FDNP, I run functional labs. So I run labs with my clients. And so we have the data, right? We have the science. It's like, okay, this is what's going on. We see it in black and white. This is it. Then using human design, I also use a certified hypnotherapist and NLP. I use these other tools. And so we can put all those things together to get to the root cause of the emotional energetic piece. So when I'm looking at someone's design, we kind of go through the high level things, right? Just basic understanding of their type, strategy, authority, all the things. But then for me, it's diving into, okay, let's talk about like patterns that are showing up in relationships, behavior, thought patterns, that kind of thing. Then we can go in and look at like open centers, for example. Let's look at open centers and see where these things might be coming from. And then, when since the chakra system is part of human design, I can kind of put together, okay, what's happening in this energy center? This corresponds with these particular organs or glands. And so we can kind of start putting puzzle pieces together. These are the things that might be stuck here in these particular centers. This is where we want to focus on. So when I do my work with like NLP and hypnosis and stuff, we're working on like releasing stored emotions that could be stored in certain centers of the body. And then from there, it's just working on kind of like that deconditioning part, right? That rewiring part of them understanding, what their open centers are these particular gates they have defined or whatever it is, and being able to kind of rewire and rework why that thing got there in the first place.
Well, yeah, it's really fascinating. And I love that you combine, especially what I like is that you also combine the scientific part, right, with actually doing the labs and things. Because I mean, I know people can easily like, yeah, that's just the woo-woo and just the spiritual. And I always love the combination of both, where we're not like discarding one as the right and one as the wrong, but actually, okay, let's take the best of both worlds, bring it together, and because it's like bringing the yin and the yang together,
Totally.
right?
I
So
love the science and the woo. Like that, the
yeah,
combination of that is just, yeah, it's awesome.
exactly. So, but I'm also very interested in, especially since you also, just like me, you mainly work with entrepreneurs, right? And you work also specifically with female entrepreneurs. So you also specialize, or you mentioned a lot when you reached out to me about cycle syncing, and how especially women, when we work and in the business world, like when we lean into the, I guess we call it the masculine way, and we tend to have a cycle. And I know for myself, there's some days where I don't want to do anything. And
Totally.
yeah, so anyways, I would love to hear from you. How do you approach this? What are some of the tips you have for all the beautiful women out there?
Yeah, I love this. So this is a kind of another one of those tools like human design that I love putting together and helping. I mean, it's really for me, it's all about like A, getting to the root cause, like why it's happening. And then it's just creating, I know like ease and flow are such fluffy words and we throw those around a lot in human design, but really, I mean, that's what I want for women. Like I want them to feel more at ease in their body and for things to feel more flowy and light and not like pushing and forcing, because yeah, there are times of the month where you really don't feel like doing anything. And so for me, it's using cycle syncing. It's giving women a basic understanding of their cycle. I think that's the first piece because you would be amazed, maybe you wouldn't, but how many women really don't understand their cycle. And I say that with no judgment or shame or anything, but it's like we're not taught, at least I know generally speaking, most of us weren't taught. We were taught like we have a period. And then once you get a period, you're pregnant. It's like that's kind of the extent of it. Like, in eighth grade biology, it's like you don't really learn a whole lot past that. And so I think just having a deeper understanding of your cycle, like how your hormones fluctuate throughout the month, and then being able to put that together with productivity and like output and so that it's not this consistent. Because yeah, I mean, we can get caught in that, the masculine. Same, basically, the masculine structure looks like same output day in, day out, right? 24/7, 365. Because as many of your listeners probably know, men run on the same 24-hour hormonal cycle. Like their hormones are the same every single day. Ours change every 28 days, sometimes a little more, sometimes a little less, but they're constantly fluctuating throughout the month. And so doing things the same way men are doing them just really doesn't make sense. It really doesn't.
Mm-hmm.
And when we understand when our, you know, creativity is at its height, when we understand when our intuition is at its height, like we can really use this as our superpower. So I'll give you US for tips. So for example, during your, the first day, in case anyone doesn't know, the first day of your cycle is your first day of bleeding. So that's day one. Mm-hmm. And so when you are menstruating, when you're actually on your period, this is when the right and left side hemispheres of your brain are more in flow with each other. So we have our intuition is higher during mm-hmm. this period. And so this is when you can, you know, our energy is low because our hormones are low, right? It's the lowest point of your hormonal cycle fluctuations. So our hormones are low. So our energy is low. So this is the perfect time to, you know, kind of slow down, take a step back and rest and to go inward. And that's why I encourage my clients to, this is the time to go inward, mm-hmm. to do that inner work, the journaling, the meditation, all the things to tuning in and wait for those intuitive downloads, those intuitive hits, because we are so much more in tune with our intuition during this part of our cycle. Whereas mm-hmm. when we're going into the second half of our follicular phase, which is like after you finish your period, it's after bleeding, moving on towards ovulation, our hormones start to increase. And so our creative brain kind of comes back online. I know for me, it's like a static. It's like you can't see through the static and all of a sudden a static kind of clears. So it's like your creative brain comes back online, your creativity, your productivity, your social, what's the word I'm trying to say? You're more social during this time.
Mm-hmm,
so this is the time when you're like getting things done. You're doing the networking events, you're doing the calls, you're doing, you're being social with your friends, right? So this is the time when you're putting yourself out there, you're feeling more confident, you're feeling more energetic. And then as your hormones start to move down the other side of the slope there, moving on to the luteal phase is for me. And so I, the way I teach it to my clients, I teach them, like it's the seasons of the year. So we start with winter as a menstruation, we go to spring, what's that late follicular phase. And then summer is ovulation. This is like the peak of everything.
Mm-hmm.
And then you go to fall. So during the fall, and I say that because it makes the luteal phase makes more sense when you think of it as fall or autumn. So when you think about fall, the season, you think about, okay, the leaves are falling, right? We're like getting ready for winter, getting ready to like hibernate and, you know, slow down or whatever. And that's kind of what you're doing in the luteal phase, where it's kind of this period for me, it's like the time of the month where you're figuring out what no longer serves you. Like, what can I get rid of now? Mm-hmm. What no, because I think the way I explain to my clients, one of my mentors called it your BS meter. Everybody has a BS meter. And when you're in this particular part of your phase, this is when your BS meter is at its peak. Because your hormones are falling and right, you're more sensitive emotionally, you're more sensitive just to situations and social situations. So therefore your BS meter is going to be at its peak. So this is the perfect time of your cycle to let go of what no longer serves you, right? This is the time to figure out, okay, are there things that I really should be delegating? Are there things that I'm doing really, and I really don't want to do things anymore. And I was just doing it because I thought I need to be doing, right? This is like, I feel like this is the perfect time to take inventory. What we can let go of, what we can delegate, what's no longer serving me anymore. And then also giving yourself grace and patience because you are more sensitive emotionally and all of those things because of where your hormones are. So when we understand just the base, just those basic things, and there's, you know, plenty of ways to go deeper within each of those, but we understand just the basics of your cycle. Like I said, you can really use each phase of your cycle as your superpower, knowing when to be productive, when to be creating, when to step back and kind of assess and, you know, go inward, when to let go of things. We can kind of use that each and every month to really optimize our output, optimize productivity without burning out.
Yeah, no, I love it because it's good to know, right? When you have more energy, when you have less kind of energy. And do you find that every woman has that same high energy, low energy dependent on their cycle, or can it also be sometimes different?
I mean, it's pretty much the same. I mean, while some women's cycles might be, 24 days or 32 days or, 26 days, it's usually the sweet spot is usually around like 26 to 32. 28 is ideal, but some women have a little less, some have a little more. But your hormones are doing the same thing throughout. So while yes, your, follicular phase might be a little bit longer or your luteal phase might be a little bit longer, your hormones are doing the same thing in each phase regardless.
Yeah, I find that very interesting. So for entrepreneurs, right? Like, what are some things that you would recommend to do during each phase, or some things to really see, like, hey, avoid this during that particular phase?
So with your menstruation phase, when you're actually on your period, so like I said, this is like the winter. This is the time where you kind of go inward. I would be careful of social commitments you make during this time, right? This isn't the time where you feel exceptionally social or you feel exceptionally energized, right? This is the time to really, again, kind of go in and even kind of like make plans for the rest of your cycle. So this is a good time to kind of evaluate what's happening in your business. Maybe you make your to-do list. I'm really good at to-do lists during this phase of my cycle. So make your to-do list, make your kind of like overview of your vision, like kind of assess where am I going with my vision. And then take that time to go inward because, like I said, you have that heightened connection to your intuition during this phase, and things might come through during this part of your cycle that may not otherwise because you didn't take the space for it. So it could be maybe a different direction in your vision, or maybe it's this aha moment you have with the vision for your business, right? So taking the time to slow down, taking the time to make space for that time to go inward could be really supportive during this time. When you're moving into spring is after winter, moving into the later follicular phase. So it's when your hormones are starting to go back up. This is when you're like, it's like the doing phase, like starting a new project, getting things done. You're working on the plans that you laid out in your winter phase, right? You made these lists, you've kind of assessed, okay, what do I need to do this month kind of thing. And now you're going for it. So you're booking the calls, you're scheduling the calls, you're doing your appointments, you're doing your networking events, you're doing your, coffee dates or whatever, and being open to new things. But however, I would say the thing to be careful with in this season, because you're feeling so energized and productive and social, be careful of the plans you make later in the month because you're going to feel real good about it during this phase. And if you're making events for later on, that's going to end up being in a different part of your phase, in a different part of the month. Just be mindful of that and maybe give yourself some space to decline, or just the answer is like, oh, I'll let you know kind of things. Just be careful of commitments you make during this phase that you're not overcommitting yourself. And then when we move on, and then summer is next, and summer kind of spring and summer kind of go in together. Summer, because really ovulation is just one day of the month. So it's not saying like you only have one day to be productive because it does last, it goes with that other part of your cycle. But ovulation in summer, this is kind of that peak of your hormones. And so this is kind of still the spring and summer kind of really all go together. And then from there, going into the fall, this is when this is kind of like the time for like completion of things, right? So again, like I said, like thinking about actual fall, like the season fall, what's happening there. Being mindful of your emotions and the kind of giving yourself space, right? This is a time really, I feel like this is a great time to finish projects and kind of prioritize admin tasks during this time. This is a good time to kind of like check things off your list. You may not be feeling as creative during this process, during this part of your cycle. And so creative things, I really like to hold off on doing those during the spring and the summer, but it's a good thing to do things that just need to be checked off your to-do list, right? Not necessarily requiring like that creative.
Yeah, it would be like, I mean, what comes to my mind is like bookkeeping and those kind of
Exactly.
things that I don't need to have too much brain power for, but
Exactly.
I have to
Yep.
do it.
Yep, you
Okay,
have to do it.
okay.
Exactly. Yep.
Yeah, because it's interesting because I have honestly been more unconscious of it. I mean, I'm tracking my period and I know when I have my period, but I have noticed sometimes that I had a busy day when I had my period and definitely can say that feels like, oh, I wish I
Yes.
wouldn't have done it. So
Yep. Yep,
I love
for
this
sure.
conversation because it also inspires me a little bit like, hey, maybe I'm just gonna try to block my calendar for those days because my period
Totally.
is very predictable. So I think
Yeah.
that's very,
Yeah. I mean, that's what I
that's
do.
helpful.
I don't take calls on those, at least for the first few days I don't schedule calls. I mean, I'm not like I'm sitting around not doing anything, but I just don't, I try to like really be mindful of what I'm like, how I'm expending my energy on those first few days. Cause mine is short. I'm lucky because mine is short. So it's not like I have to plan for very long, which I mean, when you start tracking your cycle and when you start really leaning into this part, these cycle syncing pieces, like you said, it is going to be more predictable. And you're really and truly, I do see so many women whose periods become like they weren't so regular before, but they started to get more regular because we're adjusting our energy expenditure. And so our body starts to regulate itself. And so it becomes more predictable and cyclical.
I was going to ask because I was actually wondering if we have pushed against our nature for all these years, we may not feel naturally the low and the high just as it's supposed to be, right?
Totally, absolutely. And that, I mean, that's a huge, and that's why I said at the beginning, I think the first step really is just understanding your cycle. Because like you said, if it's been this thing, and I did the same thing for years, trust me. So I'm there. If it's a thing that it's like such a drag, it's like, oh my gosh, it's coming, I hate it. And you're just pushing through every time and just forcing yourself to do things every time. Then, like you said, we've kind of shut off these innate parts of us, right? And we become so disconnected from it that we're disconnected from our body and understanding and feeling into how our energy changes. Because once you tune into it, you can't unlearn it. It's like now you're like, oh, well, now I, it's like you can't unsee it. Like it's there and you just feel it. So it is, it's just when you become more connected with your body, you do start to feel those. And it may be something you've never felt before and you've never thought about. Well, my energy does feel different during this time. And so it's a learning for a lot of people and just connecting with your body again.
So, like taking as an example, if I, let's say I'm in the spring, I got my period, right? Starts, but I push through. You know, I have all these meetings, I'm working and working. Then I can imagine that when spring and summer comes, I'm not feeling as energetic as I could be
Exactly.
because I overdrained my body and then I cannot fully experience that.
For sure. 100%, 100%. Well, and then, you think about the physical ramifications of that too. I mean, when you're pushing and forcing, that what's going to take the biggest hit is your adrenals, and your adrenals are responsible for your making your progesterone. And so when you're wearing your adrenals out, now it's going to affect your progesterone production, which is going to affect your hormones throughout the whole rest of the month. I mean, it's just like this chain reaction. And so there's so many physical things that happen when we force and push and rather than listen and honor what our body's telling us.
Ah, that is very insightful. I love it. Very powerful. So I was wondering, since we're both into human design, let's pull up some charts like yours, mine. We can look at it a little bit because I think it's also for the listener, it's going to be the most juicy to actually like, okay, if you look at a chart, like what are the things you look at? And we can swap around both of ours and I'll just see where that takes us.
I love it.
Like Mani Stendrai all over the place.
I love it.
So I think I have us here. So this is you. So I'm
Perfect.
actually gonna give you my chart first. So
Okay,
I'm sure you
cool.
know yours, and then I geek out on yours. So let's say I'm a client of yours, and I just wanna have some, okay, how can I, live my most vital lifestyle? What is important for me to look out?
So this is so good. So we have two things in common because we both have the open root and solar plexus. And these are actually two of my favorite centers to talk about for women for two reasons. So I mentioned the adrenals a second ago, and we know that the root center is a pressure center, right? And so this was a big realization for me, and especially kind of like for me, it was like harnessing or like taming the Mani Gen energy and not pushing and forcing too much because of the open root center. But for women, just in general, we are conditioned to just like we've been saying, like just push through, right? Just do it. Just put your big eyes on and push through, right? That's just kind of how we're conditioned to do things. And the root center is connected to our adrenals. And so when we're pushing and forcing and we're not designed to do that, our adrenals are going to take a hit. And when I tell you, when I was going through my FTN training and I have to do all the labs on myself, I was completely shocked when I saw my adrenals were like in the toilet. Like, how am I
In the
alive?
toilet.
In the toilet. Like, They were, it was not a good situation. And I knew it was, and I knew I was like on the verge of burnout. I didn't know I was in like full-fledged burnout. But for me, this was a big piece. And is this open root center and pushing myself far beyond what my root center wanted me to do. And so I find this open root center.
Sure, sure. Yeah.
The open root center is a big one. And it's listening to your body and understanding when those kind of like productive waves come, and then harnessing those productive waves, and then pulling back on the gas pedal when they go away, right? And knowing when to step back. So the root center is a big one that I hone in on a lot for women. And then the other one is your open, and yours is completely open. Look at you. The solar plexus. So I also, mine is undefined. So the solar plexus we know is the emotional center. And this is what I find. So this is, I just love this stuff so much. And I find putting all the science is fascinating. So your solar plexus is your emotional center, and it is connected to your detox organs. So when you think about how we process emotions, and science is showing us that emotions are stored as chemicals in the body, right? Our body is one big pharmacy. So our science is showing us that emotions are stored as chemicals in the body, right? If you think about this, and we're putting the science and the woo together here. When we are, we're especially with the open center here, undefined center, open or undefined center. When we are holding on to emotions, stuffing them down, shoving them down, not allowing ourselves to feel all the things, you are literally storing that as toxins in your body, and you're affecting your detox organs. Your detox organs literally can't function optimally. So this is another big one that I hone in on with my clients, because especially with the undefined center, because this is a big, there's so many connections to our detox organs. Because when our detox organs aren't functioning properly, it's going to affect your hormones, right? Our hormones aren't going to be properly filtered out. It's going to affect your brain. It's that gut brain connection, because you're recycling a bunch of junk toxicity throughout your body. It's going to affect your gut. It's going to affect your gut brain connection. So it's going to affect your mood and your sleep. Like, it's just another chain reaction, right? So that's another big one there to hone in on, and just kind of, have to have conversations and walking through things with cl my clients, helping them understand how, what does it mean to process emotions, right? What does it mean to let yourself feel all the things? Like, that's another thing we're not really taught. We don't get the manual on how to process our emotions. So that's something that is a big one really for a lot of my clients.
I love it because actually, I mean, I just had a call in my group from the podcasting course today, and that's where we all talked about feeling your emotions. And even before I got into human design, I worked solely with, it was called emotional acceptance and just feeling and processing your emotions. And in the beginning, for me, it was actually overwhelming because there was so much.
So much coming up.
And in the beginning, because when we have been conditioned for years not to feel anything, there's so much bottled up. And then all of a sudden, it's
Totally.
like so much wants to be purged.
Yes.
And I mean, at some point, it balances out. And then obviously, like you say, and then through human design, we also understand this. And what I find important to say is that, and I think you said it, because especially the undefined centers, but it's also right when we have the defined centers as well. Because recently, I don't know if you have seen this, but I'm also now in the true sidereal human design a lot, and there I have a defined root center. So it's very interesting to me because I have people always tell me how grounding I am. And so it does also make a lot of sense. But still, you can also push through with a defined root center, you know?
For
It's
sure. Yeah, totally.
just that the undefined is more,
Yeah.
I guess, more vulnerable to that. So.
Right. Yeah, exactly. Yes. And I think that's what it is. Because yeah, I mean, we know whether you have an undefined or defined solar plexus, we all need to feel the things. We all need to feel all the things. So it's just understanding that there's just kind of a different level of sensitivity with those things being undefined. And it's just kind of, and I know you probably say this to a lot of your clients who you work with, like trying not to see it as like a pro or a con, or like a good thing or a bad thing, but it just is. And we just have to learn
Exactly.
how to work with it.
Yeah, that's kind of the dilemma I'm trying to resolve, because so many people think, oh, because I have this, I'm screwed, or this is a
Exactly.
disadvantage. I was like, no, your chart is perfect as you are, because it's more like the chart tells a story and just the general wisdom of the centers, if it's defined or not. It's just through the defined and undefined, we learn about the energy to me, because the defined reflects back the undefined, and so No, the undefined reflects back the defined this way around. And it's just the general wisdom that all of these energies bring to us, you know, and the
100%.
centers and the gates and the channels and all of that.
Yeah, for sure, for sure.
I love that. Anything else that stands out in my chart where you would be like
Let's
asking me
see.
questions about?
Yeah, so you have, so I have an open head center as well. And I was trying to, I thought of a client, I can't remember though, but I think it was the open, I can't remember if it was the open head, but the open head, at least for me, I know I've had to work with this too, is like, actually, no, it was a client I worked with. It was last week. It was her open head and G center that we were working with, but it was the rumination. Like for her, that was the what came up for her a lot in one of the sessions we did together. It was this constant rumination and ruminating things and just keeping the reel playing over and over in her head. It was just leading, she was dealing with a lot of like mental anxiety. And I think a lot of women can resonate with that, whether you have an open crown or not. Again, no one is immune to that. But I think a big one for the open crown, I think open crown and open ajna, both dealing with kind of that mental anxiety that can happen from those. And again, like we're saying, just kind of learning how to kind of tame it. And how to like where to put that energy and how to work with that energy when it ends up kind of going up into the head. And for a lot of women, really, I think, and not I think it is, it's all about getting back into the body. And I think that's something that for so many women is such a hard thing to do. And not even women too. I think just in the Western world, like we're such an analytical mental society. It's all about thinking and analyzing and all of that. We've kind of lost that somatic piece of it. And so I think for the open head and the open ajna, it's giving women a lot of somatic practices to help them get back into their body to stay out of the head. So we can start making decisions and feeling things in our body versus just letting it just go up into the head and run around.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, and I mean that's the whole message, right, of human design. The head is not here to make decisions,
Exactly.
drop into the body
That's
because that's
exactly.
really where everything happens. And I love this wisdom that the head and the mind is here to be curious, to I mean to analyze, like you're analyzing your labs, you need your mind for that, right? And to look at it, or even right now to look at the chart, like we need our mind for those kind of things and to ask powerful questions, but it's not here to figure things out. And to make decisions, so.
Yes, exactly. That was it's a big thing for my clients working with last week. It was she felt like she had to be the fixer and fix everything. And I'm like, or you could just let things be how they are, you know? So it's definitely it takes some practice.
Yeah, I love that. So now, since we're both many gens, right, I think it's gonna be fun also to show people like this is how my chart looks like, and now yours, it looks so different, right?
Yes,
But we're
yes.
still, so you're 3-5 Manigen, and you have that Sleeping Phoenix incarnation cross, which I love. So, what do you love the most about your chart?
I have been, so here's what I've been loving the most lately, and I've been diving more deeper into these parts. I love how much, so this is like something I kind of came into last year, because I feel like as I've kind of gone on my spiritual journey and kind of learned more about myself and all that, I feel like I am more intuitive than I re ever realized. And I feel like I have these intuitive gifts that are kind of like under the surface that like are starting to come out. And so I've been tuning into my splenic center a lot and seeing like I have a lot of definition there, like I have a lot of stuff going on. And so for me right now, that's what is intriguing me the most. And like learning more about those pieces and the gates and the channels that are coming off that, all of that, and kind of trying to like kind of bring those pieces out in myself.
That's really interesting because are you into the gene keys as well?
I am. Just started getting into that. I started doing a
Okay.
course last year.
Yeah, because I don't know if you know this yet, but we have something called the core wound in the gene keys, and that's your unconscious Mars. And so the core wound eventually turns into your vocation, which is really like what you're here to teach and share and put out into the world. And you have gate 57. Gate 57 is the most intuitive energy we have in the
Intuition,
chart. So that's really big. And I think, I mean, everything that you have shared with me so far about the cycle syncing, you know, that has all to do with being in tune, intuition, really
totally.
with your body. And so in a way, I feel like that you're really already living out your vocation in some way. And I think even for me, so mine is the 40, and which is all about slowing down, that podcast. And I didn't create my podcast because I knew about the 40. That was some a realization I had in hindsight. And I want to also mention this for the listeners that trust yourself. Just like Hope is saying right now, there's this thing with intuition coming up. It probably is just coming up for you, right? Not because you're like, I need to do this because I have this gate or something like this.
Exactly.
And you have already been doing this. And the more you just trust yourself and do the thing that, brings you joy. Like for me, it was like it's my entire life, always this message, slow down, slow down. And eventually it was like, God, that's the name of my podcast, The Art of Slowing Down. And I even had a couple of times like the urge, like, I should change the name of my podcast. But then I always come back to, no, it's just perfect the way it
Yeah,
is.
it is perfect. Yeah, totally. Well, that's what resonated with me when I found it because I had been telling myself that you need to slow down. So I know I think it's perfect.
Exactly. Because sometimes I'm like, well, it's enough slowing down now, but I find always again the message keeps just coming back. And I find for myself that the more I slow down, the more magic happens. And that is also now connected to your 57, the intuition piece. Like without slowing down, like you mentioned, right? Let's go back to the cycle thinking. You're not going to be really in tune with your intuition. You're going to be busy and doing all the things. And your intuition is like, hi, I want to say something, but you are like, in a way, well, I don't have time for that, and that intuitive insight could literally change the trajectory of your business,
100%. Yep, a hundred
right?
percent.
Yeah, and you also mentioned effortlessness and ease, and I have seen sometimes people online, they get a little bit annoyed or pissed. Well, nothing is effortless,
Yes,
but then
yes.
hold on, what does effortlessness actually mean? Effortlessness. It does not mean to put in no effort at
Right,
all.
exactly.
It's just, and it's actually written also, I think it's in the 40th gene key, or one of the gene keys where Richard Rudd explains it beautifully. It simply means not to put unnecessary effort into it. That's not necessary, like where you overexert
Exactly.
yourself, and then that's with a 40, we get into exhaustion, right? We push too much against the natural flow. But when we allow ourselves to do the thing, right? Like Hope, you love the cycle singing and the functional nutrition. That's your thing. That's your vibe. That's your zone of genius. And is that hard work for you?
It's not.
Yeah, it's
It's
fun, right?
fun.
It's
It's fun,
play. It's like
exactly.
I could do it all day,
Exactly.
And that's exactly how I also feel always, where I'm working hard and I had all these calls and I did it, but it doesn't really feel like work
Feel
because
like
it's
work,
just,
right?
it's effortlessly flowing out or through me
Right.
because I'm allowing this, and that's the city of the 40, the divine will. I'm just letting it flow through me. It's like you are a faucet and you're connected to the pipe, but you're trying to get water from a different pipe that's not supposed to be for you. That's when we are putting too much effort into things instead of just letting flow the pipe that you're connected to,
A
which
hundred
is your
percent.
higher self, God, source, universe, divine guidance, I think however you want to call it. So
I agree so much.
that's why I find so much wisdom always in that core wound or that vocation, the unconscious mass, because that is actually something from the teaching in human design I would never had looked at the unconscious mass. I mean, there was no like specificity, I always have a hard time saying that word, or importance to look at that energy. And that's really something that the gene keys have brought to me. And I just find this so incredibly powerful. And then also, because actually, that's the two things we talked about in our course today, like the radiance gene key, which is your unconscious sun, and so yours is a 34, right? So for you to be physically well, and I think that's actually, I wonder actually, because you're doing nutrition, like the radiance gene key is what's really important for your physical, emotional, mental well-being. So that is one, I think, super important. And you have the 34, which is like the busiest energy we can have. I mean, that's the Manic Gen archetype, so to say. And even people, There are not many gens I have found. I mean, you can be a projector, but you have gate 34 defined. You're gonna identify a lot of the things of the manager because it's multi-passionate and you have so much power. You need to respond to things, you need to do and keep yourself engaged in life and be physically active. So is that something you also experience for yourself?
Oh yeah, 100%. I mean, I own a Pilates and fitness studio. So, I mean, it's been like the staying active and the doing and the busy, like it's, I mean, 100%. That's been, yeah, that resonates a lot.
Yeah. And it's when we respond to things that light us up, right? Not when it's like, oh, I have to do it now, but I'm really not feeling it.
For sure.
And obviously, I think that's kind of important to talk about. So, sometimes we have things we don't feel like it, but it's more from a place of fear. We're like, I'm fear of the future or fear that it's going to be too much of a struggle, I'm going to fail or something. And then we're like, ah, or we feel like we're not good enough and who's going to listen to us or those kind of things. Now, those things, I have found that it's actually important to do push through in some way because it's just that fear holding you back. But your body initially was like, go do that thing. Because I think oftentimes people really misunderstand this, like, oh, do what lights you up. And we talked about this about another recent podcast episode because not everything is like, eating chocolate or candy.
Rainbows and sunshine,
Yeah, exactly. But then we experience such an immense growth when we, yeah, we respond to something, but then the fear kicks in. But when we have then the courage to actually do the thing that we initially felt like the impulse for, that is really, really, really important.
Yeah, for sure.
And then you also, I mean, you have gate 53 as well, which is also very initiating kind of, well, that's your moon. So that's what drives you. So you have a lot of go do things, start things. I mean, yeah. I mean, you're a bundle of energy for sure.
That's for that's the gal I worked with, the first human design coach I had is basically she's like, you've got a lot of energy going on. Yeah, I feel that. It's been so fascinating to learn just how to use that. So I love learning.
And I love, so you also have a podcast, right? Tell us about that.
Yep. Yeah, so it's called Hopeful and Wholesome, and it is all health, wellness, spirituality, inspiration. It's just kind of a little bit of everything. Just, I mean, again, it's like typical Mani Gin style. We talk about a lot of different stuff because it's just all the stuff that I like talking about. And so, I have guest experts on to talk about, like I interviewed a guy today talking about toxicity and, toxins in our food and water and all that. But I also like to talk about, human design and woo-woo stuff. I've had mediums and all kinds of, so it's all the things I love, and I just put it all together in my show.
Yeah, I love it. I'm familiar with that. Just playing with all the things that light us up.
Yes,
That's
exactly.
wonderful. No, because also if I had a reading with you, right? Because you have single definitions, like everything in your chart flows to your throat, right? You have so much energy. I mean, basically every center flows. I mean, the only one, the will center, gets filtered, so to say, through the spleen, but still it's that willpower indirectly also connected to your throat. And it's so important for you to speak. You have a lot to say, especially with the defined ajna to the throat. Like, you gotta talk, even to tune into your sacral authority, I have found. And I would love to hear how it is for you. But yeah, we say just follow your gut, follow your sacral response. But you have so much going on in your head all the time that it's probably necessary for you to talk things
Talk
out
it out,
also,
yes.
to which is what we learn from the mental projector usually.
Yes, right, exactly. No, but that does resonate with me. And I found, when I first started my Pilates studio, I was like all trying to be high and mighty, like, oh, I'm gonna do this myself, and I don't need help, and I can do it all myself, like a lot of us do when we start businesses. And I mean, that was really the first way I ran myself into the ground, my adrenals into the ground. But it was that at that I found later after hiring a manager, and she's like a gift from the gods, having someone to talk things out with, just that alone. And we complement each other so well. And I realized that for so long, like the mental anxiety I was feeling for so long when I'm like, oh, I'll do this myself and I don't need help. It was not having that voice to like talk things out, even whether she's helping me make decisions or not. It's just, like you said, just being able to talk it out. And yeah, it really does make a difference. And having my husband now too. And when I first started, we weren't married. And so when I, now that he also helps that part too, and just listening, and he's very good at like listening and not trying to fix things, but it's like, I just need
That's
to talk it
awesome.
out. And then, so it does help a lot.
Yeah, I love that because I find that that's where sometimes the traditional human design teachings are a little bit boxed in, right? Because
Yes,
people think,
totally.
oh, only projectors or especially mental projectors need to talk things out. But
Right.
I have found almost everybody, especially when there's a defined Ajna to a throat or
Yes.
had an Ajna defined, it's very, very important because just as we get this all out of our head, we're like, oh, I already have my answer. I don't
Yeah.
need any like figuring it out anymore.
Yeah, exactly.
So it's almost like we're making space for the clarity to come through because it's just
Yep.
too busy. And then we
Yes.
let it out, and then there's this one piece of wisdom, like,
Yes.
okay.
That's exactly it. And that, and because honestly, most of the time, that's how I feel like there's, I told my husband that one time, I'm like, if you could like go inside of my head and see what is going on, like it is like a circus show going on in my head. So it really is just kind of like, I just need to kind of sort through. And then it's like, okay, there's the answer there. I just needed to clear all the other stuff out.
And I think it's also a beautiful practice to just talk and have somebody listen, not
Yes.
to, and even because I think so many times if we don't communicate it, like the other person probably feels in a way obligated to give advice or
Yeah,
to fix
to
it. I
help.
think we actually have to say, hey, I just need to talk. I just want you to listen to me. Like, I'm not looking for you to tell me anything. And then if we do need something, we can always ask for it, right? I think that's, I mean, for me, like human design has been the best communication skill educator in the world, just from understanding how all these dynamics really, really
100%.
work. So,
Yeah,
yeah.
I agree. That's such a big tool. Well, and I think it's important too, like we were talking earlier about the undefined solar plexus. And I find when I'm working with my clients with the undefined solar plexus, and actually now that I think about it, both of them, the past two that I've worked with, they had an undefined crown and Ajna. But for them, it was, I feel like it was a, I was able to hold space for them to, because I think that's sometimes what I'm trying to say. I think that's sometimes all you need is just someone to hold space for you to get things out and to not for you to try to like, we don't have to analyze it all. We don't have to make sense of it. It doesn't even have to make sense, but just to have someone to hold space for you to talk and get things out. And because like with my client, I had a session with her the other day and we were talking things out when we did kind of this hypnosis session, but then she's talking things out, and in all I needed, I asked questions and that was it. I didn't give her answers, I didn't give her options, but she ended up getting to the answer. Just she just needed prompts. She just needed somebody to prompt her just to get to the root of like what was actually going on in her body and what was, being stored there. And so yeah, I think it's just having someone to hold space and not, like you said, not have to try to fix it or analyze it or make sense of it. It doesn't have to make sense. It is what it
Yeah.
is.
No, honestly, the best coaching skill we can have is listening
For
and
sure.
actually empowering the person to find their wisdom within themselves. And this is also what the Gene Keys are all about. I did the whole Gene Keys guides training, and even when I have a reading, I mean, yeah, I give you my insights and when you ask and all these things, but the biggest transformation comes through, yeah, just giving a space and listening to people.
Exactly.
Because I cannot contemplate a Gene Key for you. I just can't.
You can't do it for
If
somebody.
I read the 34, it's going to mean totally something else than it does for you. So it's a very, very unique experience. And I think, I mean, oh my God, Richard Rudd has so many beautiful quotes. It's like, I think the most healing thing you can do is just, yeah, be present with a person and just listen, And yeah, just the presence of love. And I think this whole also giving advice and fixing and telling people what to do is just actually very, very disempowering for most people because it creates this like codependency. Like, I need this person. Like, I'm always the happiest. Look, I love as a coach to work with people long term, but if you're good after 3 months and you fly on your own,
Yeah,
congratulations,
exactly.
right?
Totally. Yes. That's always my goal. I mean, I had a conversation with somebody that, but that not too long ago, because she made a comment to me where she was like, I like how when our time was up, there wasn't a push to oh, we need to keep going. Because I was like, well, if you're done and you're ready, then you're done and you're ready. I don't, if you still need me, at least after the length of time we worked together, I feel like I haven't really done my job very well. You know, like that the whole goal is for you to go, like you said, just go fly. Go, you can go do it on your own now.
Yeah, we are very much on the same page. I love it. So thank you for the beautiful work that you do. You definitely also gave me a little bit of inspiration today
So glad.
to, because this time was interesting, like not because I planned it, it just worked out. I just had my it was my birthday week, my mom was here for a whole week, and I had literally that week, I took off, I blocked my calendar, I barely worked. I mean, I did a couple of things here and there, but I had zero client calls, and my partner was also here, and that was literally the day my period started.
It
So
worked
I
out
actually
well.
this time I feel like, and right now I'm fully in the spring phase, and I mean today this is my fourth call today, and I'm so surprised, like, okay,
That's
I'm doing
amazing.
this.
Yeah. You're
Because
riding
I
it. Yeah.
yeah so I'm actually unintentionally, just because it happened, and funnily enough now we have this session. I always love the synchronicities. It's always
Yeah,
so amazing to me.
totally.
But I think I really want to pay attention to it now, and actually maybe for the next few months block my calendar, because I can push through. But then I have noticed for myself that sometimes I'm actually not as energized during the ovulation phase. And I, well, but now
Exactly.
I'm kind of like, well, it makes kind of sense because I just push through. Because
For
my period is
sure.
also not that long. I don't have like, it doesn't bother me much, but
Yeah.
it's there. And I sometimes
Right.
kind of, I'm just
Yeah,
gonna,
just gonna go. Yeah, for
instead
sure.
of giving my body this really deeper
Yeah.
rest and recharge
Yeah.
that it probably is
Yeah.
craving.
Totally. Well, and I think it's important. I'm glad you said that, because I find I've had that conversation with them before where they're like, well, I really don't feel anything that much. Maybe have a little crampy, but it's nothing crazy where it like I have to be on the couch with the heating pad. But my response is always, it doesn't matter. Your body is literally going through a controlled inflammatory response. You're bleeding, just like if you were to fall and cut your elbow. Your body is going under this controlled inflammatory response, and it does require you to, and your hormones are at a certain place. So it's like whether you feel like you quote should or need to, the same thing is happening to your body. And so it's still putting, when you're pushing through, it's still putting the same pressure on the same organs and body parts. But rather, if you were just to kind of slow down and let your body rest and, take care of it and nurture it during that time.
No, I love it. And the other takeaway I had was also because I have sometimes moments I have noticed, like bookkeeping and stuff. I can do it, but there are times where my body is just like, I don't want to do it, and it feels so
Yes.
hard. And then I
Yes.
push through it, but I think I'm gonna give it a try now to do that during the
Yeah,
fall
it's the
phase,
fall.
right?
It's
Before
that's
I get
right.
the period. So I think these are two things I'm really gonna look at
Yes.
my calendar once we
I
get
love
home and
that.
just,
Yes, plan it out. I love it.
and for the listeners as well, I mean, look at your, period cycle. If not, I have an app. I think I use
Yeah, there's lots of good apps out there. Yeah.
Clue. I love that app. It's actually for free, and because you always see, like, when those things happen, and it's pretty
Yeah,
predictable. So
that's
awesome.
perfect. Yeah.
Now, before we get off, Hope, how can people reach out to you, work with you? Tell me all about
Yeah.
it.
Yeah. You can find me on Instagram. I'm at the Hope Pedraza. You can shoot me a message there. You can go to my website. It's hopefulandwholesome.com. And then, of course, I mentioned my podcast. You can find me on my podcast, Hopeful and Wholesome. Yeah.
Wonderful. And I'm going to make sure to put everything in the show notes. Again, thank you for reaching out and
Yes.
sharing your wisdom with everyone. It was such a joy.
Thank you so much for having
And before I let you go, I have one more
me.
question for you. I always ask you probably know this since you're listening to this podcast. So what's one nugget of wisdom you want to leave the listeners with that was kind of life-changing for yourself?
I think what is coming up for me is which we've kind of mentioned it before, but it never hurts to mention it again. But it is tuning into your intuition. I find that for so long, I don't want to say I shut it off, but I just kind of shoved it aside. And I spent a long time in my brick and mortar business doing what everybody else told me I needed to be doing rather than what felt good for me. And, we talk about shooting ourselves in human design, and that, I mean, is essentially what I was doing. But I think for me, the most empowering thing for me has been listening to myself and really tuning into that inner voice and connecting with that inner voice inside. And I think for women too, in general, I speak to this so often because, the women who come to me typically have chronic symptoms going on, and the medical gaslighting thing is a real thing, especially with women. We're, told it's in our head, or it's just your hormones, or just take an Advil or whatever. And it's really perpetuating this cycle of us really becoming disconnected with our bodies and with our intuition. So all that to say, the biggest nugget I can leave the listeners with is just really taking the time to tune into your intuition and making that a part of your, I mean, really making that a part of your daily practice. The more you can speak the language of your body, which to me is your intuition, the more connected you are with your soul. And I think everything just becomes easier from there.
What I have learned from you, especially powerful, right when your cycle starts.
Exactly.
Wonderful. So here we go. We all learned a lot of beautiful things, lots of wisdom. So thank you again, Hope. It was
Yes,
such a
thank
pleasure to have
you.
you listeners, as always. Thanks for tuning in, and I'm excited to be with you all on the next episode. Thank you for listening to this episode. And if you enjoyed what you heard today, then please subscribe, rate, and leave a review on iTunes. And if you also know someone that you know in your heart could benefit from listening to this podcast, then I invite you to please share and help me reach more conscious leaders so we together can create global impact. I truly appreciate you, and see you next time.